The story behind the song. Just after the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, the writer of the lyrics of several successful songs, Richard H. Girard, approached the music counter of a large New York department store.
Hello, Emma.
Hello, Dick. Gee, I'm glad to see you. How's Dick?
Oh, just Jim Dandy, thanks. I'm going to meet Charlie Lawler here. You don't mind if I wait, do you?
Of course not. Gee, I'd kind of like to meet Mr. Lawler myself. His sidewalks of New York are selling like hotcakes.
Well, you'll meet him all right. I'm trying to get him to write a tune to a new set of lyrics I've got.
Peterino, Dick. I hope he does. If Charles B. Lawler writes a tune for you, your song's a success.
You bet. Would you like to see the lyrics?
Sure.
There you are.
You're the flower of my heart, sweet Rosalie. Sounds good, Dick. Say, what's this? Dedicated in appreciation to Miss Emma Tolan. Say, Dick, that's Peterino. Oh, you kid. But what's the idea?
Oh, that's just my way of saying thanks for all the marvelous things you've done for my songs, Emma.
Well, that's just dandy. You don't know how
well,
much...
Well, Gerard.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lawler. Hello. Glad to see you. Miss Tolan, may I present Mr. Lawler? Miss Tolan runs the music department here.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do? Oh, say, have you got those lyrics with you? I've got another appointment. I'm going to have to run along. I'll look them over and see whether I can do anything with them.
Well, all right. I sort of hoped you could look them over here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'd like to take some time to it. I'll give you a call in a couple of days.
All right, then. Here they are.
Oh, good. Oh, thanks. Well, I'll call you. Goodbye. Glad to meet you, Miss Torrance.
Goodbye.
Well.
Oh, it'll be all right, Dick. Don't worry. He'll get a tune for you, and when he does, I'll just bet it'll be a Lollapalooza.
I hope so. Pat Howley said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, Dick. I got something for you.
Oh, for me? Fine and dandy. What is it?
This.
Oh. Well, the lyrics.
Yeah. Mr. Lawler said he was passing this way and thought he'd leave him here. He said he'd call you in a couple of days.
Call me. Well, I guess you won't have to call me now. This seems to be his answer.
Oh, Dick, don't feel bad about it.
Oh, it's all right. Doesn't matter. I'm used to it. But you mark my words, Emma. Someday that song dedicated to you is going to be published.
It was, of course, with keen disappointment that Girard pigeonholed the words he had written for the Rosalie song, laid them away in his desk, there to remain for more than a year. One day, then, in the studios of Howley, Haviland and Dresser Music Publishers, Girard and a recently acquired acquaintance burst into the office of Pat Howley.
Hey, what's the matter? Where's the fire?
Pat, excuse me, do you know Harry Armstrong?
Sure, why not?
Pat, you know that song I've told you about?
What song? You told me about hundreds of them.
Oh, you know mine. You're the flower of my heart, sweet Rosalie.
Song? Last time I saw it was only a set of lyrics.
Oh, it's more than that now. Harry and I have rewritten it. He's put a melody to it, and here it is. Let Harry play it for you, Pat. Here, Harry, the piano.
Never mind the piano. Let me see the music.
Well, all right. Here.
Yeah, it isn't bad, but I wouldn't give you a nickel advance royalties on it.
Oh, we don't want an advance, Pat.
What?
No. Will you take it without an advance?
Well, I guess so. I haven't got a spot for it right now. Nobody to plug it, but I'll keep it for a while and see what happens. Wait a minute.
Yes?
I just happened to think.
What now?
You'll have to change the title, boys. We've already got a Rosalie number. I think we're going to put it out pretty soon, and it wouldn't do to have two songs with the same name in the title. You'll have to get another name.
Oh, but, Pat, the name Rosalie rhymes with every other line of the chorus.
Can't help it, Dick. If you want to handle it, you'll have to change the title and the lyrics.
Well, come on, Harry. Let's change the title and the lyrics. If I didn't have this thing lying around on my desk, I'd be homesick.
Great boys, both of them. but the song isn't worth a cent.
Hi, Dick.
Hmm? Oh, hello, Harry.
How are you? Haven't seen you for a month of Sundays. What are you doing?
Oh, still plugging along.
Heard anything from Pat Howley about our song?
Not a thing. Drop in there every once in a while, but he always says no news is good news. What are you doing, Harry?
Working in the Whitmark office now.
Whitmark, huh? Say, that's an idea.
What?
Why don't you get Whitmark to publish our number?
Well, I guess I might be able to, but can you get it back from Holly?
Get it back? You just bet your boots I can get it back. Pat will be glad to get rid of it. I'll go down there right now, and then I'll bring it over to you.
All right. I'll show it to the bosses. Maybe we'll get it on the counters yet, Dick.
I know we will. I made a promise to the little girl I dedicated the words to, and I'm going to keep that promise if I have to chew the notes out of Pat Howley's piano.
But that wasn't exactly necessary. No, Harry Armstrong did show the number to his bosses at M. Whitmark & Sons. The song was published more as a courtesy to Armstrong than for any perceivable value in the song itself. It was not put out in regular copies for retail sale. There was no picture of a pretty girl on the cover. It only appeared on the counters and pianos of the Whitmark offices marked Professional Copy, Not for Sale. Month upon month passed, with both Gerard and Armstrong doing their best to interest some noted Broadway singer in their song, but with no success. Finally, one day there came into the Whitmark studios a famous vaudeville male quartet.
Oh, hiya, Harry.
Well, 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 the Harmony Chappies in
yeah,
person.
Hey, Harry boy. Well, you got a new specialty for us, Harry?
Specialty? Well, yeah. Sure, just look them over.
Ah, now, don't show us all those over again. Why, every one of those have been out on the counters for weeks.
Now, Mel, wait a minute, not this one.
Huh? Let me see it. It's published, though, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
We don't want it. Harry, we got to have something for an extra closing number. Something that hasn't been out on the rack of every piano in the country by the time we hit town. You see, we're open on Keith Tyne next week, and we got to find something new. Haven't you got some new number that hasn't been plugged to death?
Hey, what's this, Harry?
Huh?
You holding out on us? Look, Mel.
Let me see it. What is this number, Harry? Where's it been? Why haven't you shown it to us before?
Hey, wait. Words by Richard H. Gerard, music by Harry Armstrong. Did you write this?
Yep, and if I haven't shown it to you, you're the only act on Broadway that hasn't seen it, and I might have turned it down.
Say, let's go into the other room, boys. We'll try this out, see if we can work out an arrangement.
Oh, my gosh. Operator, get me Chelsea 7889, as quick as you can. Gee, if they'll only... Hello, Dick? Harry Armstrong. Yeah, say, the Harmony Chappies are here. They've just taken the song into the other room, and they're trying it over. They use it in their act, opening on Keith next week. Yeah, can you beat it? Sure, come on over. We'll see what they say.
How long have they been in there, Harry?
About half an hour. Quit walking up and down the floor like that, will you? You shouldn't be nervous.
Oh, who's nervous? What about you? What are you tearing corners off that sheet music for?
Huh? Me?
Yes. Oh.
Well, Harry, we think... Oh, pardon me.
Mel Swain, I'd like to have you meet Dick Gerard, the writer of the words of the song.
Oh, how do you do, Mr.
Glad to meet you. Well, boys, we're going to use the number. We think it's great.
What did you do?
Yeah, we've worked out an arrangement. Oh, of course, it'll take some brushing up, but by the time we open Monday night, it'll be a finished article. We'll send you ducats for the evening show, and you can see how the customers take it.
Well, thanks, Mel, and Good luck.
Well, Dickie, my boy, how does it feel to be the writer of one of the greatest hits ever written?
The greatest hit, Emma, my girl. The greatest hit. Yep, our number's been doing better business than any other song this year. Oh, let's hope it keeps up for a while.
You bet it'll keep up.
Oh, and I might ask you, Emma, how does it feel to have your name on the first page? Dedicated in appreciation to Miss Emma Tolan. How does that feel?
Peacherino, my friend. Peacherino.
In the evening when I sit alone, a dream.